Hello.
Hello. This is Will from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you willing to participate?
Sure.
Thank you. First of all, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will probably not vote?
No, I will vote.
Thank you. Well, that will be a definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
I am Middle Eastern.
I'm sorry? Can you repeat the answer?
I am Middle Eastern.
Okay, thank you. Next question. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10. From 0 to 10, how do you feel? 10. Thank you very much. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. Is that a strong Republican or no, strong Republican. Not so strong Republican.
Strong.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very not satisfied.
Very dissatisfied,
not,
you said? Or?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Can you please tell me specifically what makes you say that? A brief comment.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Okay, no comment. Okay, thank you. Next question. And which of the following issues are the most important to you in next year's congregational elections? You can choose up to two. Number one, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence.
I would pick...
Come on.